Northeast 14th Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Sometimes you see that I'm mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline. My name is Emma Lugo and I'm a co-host here on Prison Pipeline. I am so excited tonight. We have Oregon DA for the People in studio. We have Madeline Carroll with Standing Up for Racial Justice, Terrence Hayes with Liberation Literacy, and Donna Hayes with Pacific Northwest Families.
Circle.
Thank you. Welcome to Prison Pipeline.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you. So let's start with you, Madeline. Can you tell us what Oregon DA for the People is about?
Absolutely. So we really got started as a project between Surge Showing Up for Racial Justice, Portland, and Pacific Northwest Family Circle. And we are focusing on putting pressure on district attorneys to... It started out as a campaign to hold them accountable for holding police accountable for police violence. Pacific Northwest Family Circle is a coalition of families who have all lost loved ones to police violence. And so that's how we got started. That's kind of the seed of the campaign. And as we learned more about the powers of the district attorney, we realized how many different people and populations and communities those powers affect, and the incredible amount of power that district attorneys have and the ability for them to be harmful to a lot of communities. So the DA, or the Oregon DA for the People campaign, is about helping the community understand what the powers of the district attorney are and historically how those powers have been abused, and what we would like as community members, as people who are directly affected by the powers of the district attorney, how we would like the role of the district attorney to change, and that we will hold them accountable to those changes.
Great. So can you introduce our other guests here? Because I know that you both have a lot to say, and I'm going to let Madeline introduce both of you and kind of move our conversation here towards the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. So Donna Hayes, we've been working together for quite a while now, and she's the grandmother of Quanis, or Moose Hayes, who was killed by police. And she has been integral to helping us move the campaign forward and telling the stories of folks in Pacific Northwest Family Circle. And then Terrence is coincidentally Donna's nephew, and he is part of Liberation Literacy, and they are another organization who has recently joined the campaign, and they are organized for and by current and former prisoners incarcerated.
Yes,
folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Well, would you like to introduce yourself first, Donna?
Okay, my name is Donna Hayes. I am the grandmother of Quanis Hayes, killed February 9th, 2017, by Officer Hurst. I don't like to use Officer Hurst, so we're just going to go by his first name, Andy. Okay, and my problem with the DA is that, you know, this is this man's second shooting, and he's not being held accountable for anything. And I'm started noticing that the DA, I read a lot, so I read the grand jury transcripts, and I started reading more, and they all read the same, as if the DA is the district attorney for them all.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Terrence Hayes. Yeah, Donna's my aunt. That I did not know she was so involved, but I shouldn't have been surprised. She loves the people, and she's really about some change in that. So I work with Liberation Literacy. Our goal is to just empower people incarcerated and then empower them once they get home so that they don't reoffend, right? We want to empower them. We want the community to know that people that makes mistakes is not the end all. And I think that being invited to the Oregon DA for the people, and just the opportunity to bring our side of that story, right? Because we're the most affected, right? And I challenge that to anybody that can tell me who can better understand the power and the influence of the DA than the people that influence is most on, right? It doesn't end after you get out. Ultimately, through the parole and probation system, they still are the power factor. They still are the end all. If you violate, they still make calls, right? They can decide whether or not to put you back if you get caught with a gun again, or to give you some type of, you know, programming. So we just, you know, for us and me being directly connected to my cousin being murdered, it's just a big challenge for us as a family to see some different stuff happen, right? And to understand that the DA, no matter what people think, is the end all power. We've been kind of taught that the judge is, right? That the judge sit up there and in all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding makes wise decisions, makes balanced decisions, and it's just not true, right? Because even if a judge makes a decision, the DA can appeal that decision. And generally, they'll win, and they'll get back up there, and they can get what they want done. And so We are truly honored. Liberation Literacy is excited to work with the Oregon DA for the people, and I'm surprised at how much movement and force. It was so cool for me to see the DAs under that type of pressure, right? I don't know if you guys watched it, but if you haven't watched it, right? Because we didn't give them a pass. You know,
not at all. We actually watched. I love when my nephew gave them a question, and they just stopped, and they mouth hanging open because they didn't know what to say. And I thought that was just great.
Right.
I remember asking a question, and they come to me with this fluff political answer, and I wasn't going to have it.
Right.
So I asked my question again.
Right.
And they still kind of gave me a little bit more, but it still wasn't enough, so I came back with that question. They had to answer my question. I wanted these people to know that we're not going to stop, that they're going to be accountable to us,
right,
and we're not going to leave them alone.
Right.
So to give a little context, Donna and Terrence are talking about the community-led candidate forum that we just held as a campaign. All three of the candidates for the Multnomah County District Attorney,
mm-hmm,
that have filed so far attended the campaign and answered questions from the organizations that participated. It was a really powerful event. We really appreciated that all three of the candidates were willing to come and answer questions,
right,
and talk directly to the community. And on the panel that we had asking questions, we had folks representing several different organizations, including Pacific Northwest Family Circle. Donna asked a question on behalf of them, and Liberation Literacy. We also had Portland Freedom Fund. They're an organization that bails out people of color. We had Stroll, who is an organization organized by sex workers, and we had Disability Rights Oregon as well. And everyone had really incredibly powerful questions to ask. And definitely there was just a lot of power in the room, a lot of power built in the room. The audience was really supportive. I'd love for either of you to talk about what you feel like that power is leading towards for the community.
I think actually, because we're not the only one going out there, that they're committed to another forum. I think we're letting them know that we're not going to sit back and just let them breeze through. Like, DAs have breezed through and all these different campaigns.
Yeah, there will be two more candidate forms, one in December and one in May, and the election is on May 19th.
Where will the December forum be?
I would love to give you that information if I had it at the top of my head. Two other organizations are organizing those two forums, and we will be attending and asking questions from the audience as well.
Okay, we'll make sure to like keep that information updated on Prison
Thank
Pipeline.
You.
So I was amazed at what the forum did, because here I am, formerly incarcerated, right, off of parole, black guy. I'm not going to say young no more. I think I'm turning that corner.
You're young
black guy, and now I have the opportunity to approach someone that's really going to take an end-all power, right? No, and that's what one of the questions I asked is, like, why do you want the power to rule over other people's lives, right? You know, historically, you guys haven't done well with that power, yet three of y'all are up here saying, yeah, we know we haven't done well, but we're good enough people to do it. And I'm like, yeah, what makes you good enough people to do it, right? And so what I loved about the forum and what was created was, is you had to be human. We forced you to be real as we could get politicians to be about what was going to happen. And then making clear, hey, everything you just ran your mouth about, we'll see. We're going to walk this thing down with you, right? So for me to be able to ask them questions and know, especially in a black community, that the young men and young women that I know would be directly influenced by their decisions, and now I can look you in the face, and if the time ever come, I can knock on your door and say, hey, you said that you cared. You said that this was not a healthy approach. Now you have the opportunity to do it. And I don't think, outside of what DA for the People did, I would ever have that forum to be able to be like, hey, remember when you said that you wasn't going to use Measure 11 as a tool to force people to take deals? Where it seems like you're doing that, and I got hundreds of people that's waiting on you to back out of that, so that we can hold you accountable as a people, and then you won't have this office next year, right?
I like the whole idea of it being filmed. I'm a person that will bring it to them. I come up to in their office and I'm going to say, see, you said, see. And that's I'm glad it was filmed. And I mean, it was filmed by several different people. Right. So we got several different angles.
And that's a big part of the campaign, is we want to make sure that we are focusing on the issues, that the public can hear what the different candidates really believe and stand for on the issues. And really, this is already a win in a lot of ways, because we have a re-election, a real election this time.
Yes.
Historically, almost 80% of district attorney races in Oregon in the last 10 years have been unopposed. And so one of our big goals in the campaign was to make sure that we have choice, that we can choose between different candidates to choose our next district attorney. And we want that to be ongoing. We want real races, not unopposed people running over and over and over again, with no, because that, like you were saying to me earlier, Terrence, that means that there's no accountability built into to the system. Right. Because as it is now, district attorneys are the only ones who can hold all of their prosecutors who are their employees accountable. And so the only person we can hold accountable is their boss, the district attorney.
Right.
Will the district attorneys charge police officers with murder?
It was asked. I don't believe that. Okay, as one of the candidates, I will not name the name because I want people to make their own choices, that I'm kind of leaning toward. Well, he has, so we know it's not the girl. He has been, you know, when they give money, it was one of the police officers, police people gave him money. So that kind of make me wonder where he stands.
Right, but that's the point. The point is we're in a political system where you still can give people money, and we all know that money comes with being influenced. We're still in that.
It comes to a price.
Right. So what we're saying is, DA for the people, is we're saying we know how you guys win, but I'm telling you, if you don't honor the things you're supposed to do, we're not going to sit back because you still voted in. So to your question, I believe that every DA has the ability and power to go after police officers who do unjust things, right? I ask the DA, if I get pulled over and I'm roughed up, right? I have license, I have insurance, I haven't done anything, I'm not speeding, I'm not being reckless. I get pulled over and I'm mishandled, and it's evident that I'm mishandled. What are you going to do? You keep saying that you're going to hold them accountable, but no one said how they're going to hold them accountable. And quite frankly, still not impressed with anybody. I just said, if we can totally prove that I was mistreated, physically abused, what are you going to do? And I basically had to tell one of the candidates, like, after your spiel was over, oh, you're going to do nothing. Right? Mm-hmm. That's basically what it equated to, because after all the impressive, unimpressive fluff, you are going to do nothing. His response was, I'm going to go to the police and say, you guys shouldn't do this. Like, that's
that's really
are you
gonna
aware
work.
That this is happening? Yes, we have body cams, we have internet, we have social media. We know they're doing it, but they keep doing it. They keep getting away with it. So it was a bunch of fluff that ended up nothing. But, I'm more, because of my experience, I think we have a long fight ahead, but I think this type of forum empowers the vote. If we don't get the vote under control, they will continue to be influenced by the powers that be, right? And what the Oregon DA for the people is doing is saying, we really decide if you get in. They can give you as much money as they like, they can influence as much as they like, but the mass numbers here in this county will decide if you get in, right? And you better understand, we watching now. So dump the money into them, right? Because my aunt's going to be watching them, right? Dump the money in, because when we find out you're taking the money and we find out that they're influencing you, try to win next year. So what I think is, like, the Oregon DA for the people is saying, nah, we're not going to just let you run. We're not just going to let you win. You're going to come answer to the people. And the moment we don't like what you're doing, go ahead and find another job. And that has to be the standard by which we have, right? You work for the people. It is your job to keep us safe. But you don't keep us safe so much from other Portlandians where you abandon the fact that this is their home too, right? There are sometimes circumstances that cause people to make unhealthy, bad decisions. I was a 19-year-old young man wrapped in gang nonsense. I made a bad decision at 19. No one decided at 19, maybe we can figure out why this violence exists in him. Maybe we can ask ourselves, for him to do something so unnatural to another human being, especially one that looks like him, why did he do this? Let's deal with the pain. No one wanted to deal with the pain because I was a number, right? And I want people to stop being numbers, be human beings, so that when they get out, they can be effective. They don't go back. They don't go do harm to other people in their same communities that's working hard and trying like them. And I think historically, the DAs have not taken that perspective. Historically, they don't care about what happened when you get out. They're running numbers to keep their job. And we're saying those numbers ain't going to keep your job no more. Conviction rates, jail hours, you can't win like that no more. You're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to treat people kindly. You're going to have to keep our community safe while still loving on those in our community that's made bad decisions, right? That's what we're going to do.
Compassion.
And if they can't do that, we're going to stand up and say somebody else will. And eventually, just like politics, you're going to move how the people say you're going to move, or you're going to get out the way.
Absolutely. And that's why we're not endorsing a candidate as a campaign, because regardless of who gets elected, we're going to be watching. And this isn't let's get our candidate elected campaign. Right. About having a real election, having a choice. And then whoever gets chosen, that person is going to continue to be held accountable by us all the way until the next election.
Right.
And we're going to help inform other counties. A lot of people don't even know that district attorneys are elected, because if you see, you know, on your ballot that there's only one person to choose from, then you take, you know, one moment to say like, well, if they're the only person running, they must be doing a good job,
right.
And you just check the box and then you don't think about it again until the next time that you have to vote for a district attorney. And so you don't think about the fact that they're elected throughout that time. You don't think about the types of powers that they have or what their job is or what their job should be. Right. And right now, we are really measuring district attorneys by the number of people that they are convicting, by conviction rates.
We are.
And we're saying that that is not how they should be measured, that district attorneys need to be measured by, as Terrence was saying, what they're actually doing to make our communities safer for everyone.
Everybody.
Right?
Yes.
And, you know, also, we're just not, right now we're stuck here in Portland and in Clackamas. We're going to spread out. You know, it's what? It's 36, 38 counties in
36,
in Oregon. No, just not going to stop here.
That's right.
That's
We've
not
already...
my intentions anyway. Right now, this is our start. Okay, 4 years later, it's going to be...
It's going to be statewide.
Yeah, I had another word and had to think of it.
Yeah, we've already got other counties who are contacting us who have read the platform and want to use it, not just even in district district attorney races, but also looking into other races within the criminal legal system as well, and seeing how they can adapt the platform to fit the specific things happening in their counties and the specific roles that they want to change. So we would love to hear from folks who are interested in talking about what they want to happen in their county. We want to keep organizing with people who are directly affected. Absolutely, Donna. I think this is the type of thing that it's not only something that's happening in Oregon, but nationwide, people are talking more and more about the role of the district attorney and how it needs to change.
Right.
And it's a few states that have, counties in other states have made changes.
Right.
That's right.
And I think if I could say something, you said people that's affected. The fact is, right, it's easy to have a particular, feel particularly affected as a young black man, right? But the truth of the matter is that the power is over everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? It's over your children. It's over between a window giving you some community service as far as the community saying, hey, you're gonna go paint a building because you busted a window as a little kid, to a DA deciding that that is a criminal offense, right? We never should put kids in jail or on probation behind what kids do. But we don't have enough balance because we didn't choose the DA, right? She is usually unopposed, like you said. So everybody is affected. It is a lie to say that the LGBT community, black and brown people, red people, simply are affected. That's not true. All people are affected by the power held by the DA. And if we as a people don't decide to be real about that, we're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Because the police force would not have such an aggressive militant attitude if they knew that you could go to our DA and say, hey, that's not acceptable. That person should have never been dragged out of the car. You know, you hear about people, you know, they stand up for your rights to have guns until the police kill you. Then they don't stand with you anymore, right? So it's the inconsistency. The people are tired of the inconsistency, and all of us need to be tired, right? The inconsistency of the power that be, it's killing us. It's murdering us. It's mistreating us. Minorities, LGBT community, white people, black people, Mexican people, Native American people, Asian people. We're all in trouble because the police force are really unchecked. And the one person that can legitimately check them, if we're honest, is the DA. There is nobody else that have the ability to hold them accountable through criminal charges, because that's really the only way to hold them accountable. You fire them, they go to another district, right? You get rid of them. The police force still loves them. The union still protects them. So they still get a good recommendation, right? So they just go do the same thing. But once you bring up criminal charges, you can put the criminal charges come with a felony. Then they can't even go run. So if the DA doesn't get serious about protecting us, Oregonians, Americans, we're in trouble. Our military looks like our police force look like the military.
They are the military. They are being trained by the military. What's his name? David Grossman. He is lieutenant in special forces, and he's now training police. Philip Castell, when he got killed by the man who killed him, was 30 days out of that man's training. So they're being trained by the military.
So the DA got to do something, right? The DA, we now have to make the DA, when we look at camera footage and you murder unarmed people, the DA has to understand that the people done with you making deals with the police force, right? You're going to do it, or next campaign, we're going to find somebody who's going to do right by all Oregonians. We're not, that's me particularly, we're not saying we don't need a police force. We need people who are going to protect people. And the police force don't do that properly, then the DA needs, if the DA is the end all, no matter what people say. That's why my aunt don't give them no passes, because she understands that only that one individual can tell the police officer, oh, you shot an unarmed 17-year-old? Nah, not in my city, not in my state.
Because
you're gonna get it.
One thing about that, by them shooting, when they shoot, and that RDA press charges, it sends a message
to
a whole lot more that say, if I shoot them, I might end up going to prison. Mm-hmm.
So let me think before I pull this trigger, which they should anyway.
But they don't.
They shouldn't even be so quick to pull the damn trigger. That shouldn't even
be
on the table.
They're trained that way. They're trained that way.
We need to get it untrained.
It's
I don't know.
Warrior mentality. This is what's being taught to them. You are a warrior. And so regardless of that training, they'll think if they're going to go to prison.
And I can tell you, once you know prison is real, it influences your decisions. So, you know, we got to wrap this thing up, get at it, you know. But thank you so much for having
us. I'm telling you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm kind of speechless, I have to say. Thank you so much for being here and for having the courage to speak for your family.
No, we got
and thank
to
you
speak.
For coming and having the courage to speak for your family.
If folks would to learn.
I'm really speechless. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us on, Emma. And if anyone wants to learn more about the campaign, they can look at OregonDAForThePeople.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Everybody.
Hey, we everywhere.
Thank you. So we've been joined here tonight by Madeline Carroll from Standing Up for Racial Justice, Terrence Haynes with Liberation Literacy, and Donna Hayes with Pacific Northwest Family Circle.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We will keep your information going. We'd really love to have you on again, maybe in December or January, with an update on the Oregon for the DA for the People campaign.
That would be fabulous. Yeah. We have a lot of other great partners who would also be great on air.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You've been listening to Prison Pipeline. And we'll be back next week. So see you then.
Bye.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934. and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Black Lives Masquerade on Sunday, November 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Multnomah County Central Library in Portland. Black Lives Masquerade is a dance-style documentary of the Community Engagement Project by the same name, which looks to reflect on taking back traditional ceremonies in current times, the process of healing in the Black community, and bringing awareness to police brutality, gun violence, and racial justice. Again, that's Black Lives Masquerade on Sunday, November 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Multnomah County Central Library, 801 Southwest 10th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 6:59, just about 7 o'clock. Up next, Hard Knock Radio.
This is Michael Eric Dyson when I'm in the Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco area, and I want to hear the real deal. I listen to Hard Knock Radio with my man Davey D. You heard?
Joe Turner. Why? Yeah.
But Humpty Hump about to put his thing thing down. BDP in the house, what's up? Truck T in the house. Yeah, here we go again. It's the paper to the pen. Yeah, entering the lion's den. I've already begun. Skyrock on my tongue. Bottles up, love. Daddy's about to come and cough up the lyrical loogie. You think I was a freak? Beat the way these against slew me. It's prime rhyme time. I get smine, baby pa. I leave you in a state of awe. I rips it on